Cornucopia Radio presents.
Oh, to see without my eyes the first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried. I built your walls around.
What is our life? A play of passion? Our mirth, the music of division? Our mother's wombs, the tiring houses be where we are dressed for this short comedy? Heaven, the judicious, sharp spectator is that sits and marks still who doth act amiss? Our graves that hide us from the setting sun are like drawn curtains when the play is done. Thus march we, playing, to our latest rest. Only we die in earnest, that's no jest.
$400,000 profit. Not bad for an investment we made years ago. Who'd have thought? Okay, all done. Born scrubber me. Bathroom clean as a whistle.
Thanks, Joe.
You owe me big time.
I know, thanks so much. I couldn't do this on my own. I tell you what, for all the help you've given me, I'll let you play on Minecraft with Dylan when we get home.
You can do one.
Sorry. Yeah, no, look, you've been amazing. But isn't that what big sisters are for?
No, they're flipping not. Big sisters are to be adored or worshipped with bottles of Pinot Grigio.
Deal, but alcohol-free
or Dom
Pinot.
Perignon champagne.
Luck pushing it.
At the Savoy in London.
And she's gone over the edge.
Well, you and Rich are selling this place and getting $200,000 profit each, so you can well afford it, so. Oh, God, I'll miss that view over London. I love this place. The parties we've had here.
Yeah. I'd have loved to have kept it, but... Well, after.
Well, yeah, I understand. I think that's best for both of you.
Yeah, it is.
Still not singing Walking in the Earth this Christmas?
Well, are you serious? Are your ears full of wax? His voice is breaking. He's a bit down because Channel 4 haven't booked him since his voice started breaking, but he managed to get through his Everybody's Talking About Jamie tour without his voice cracking. So, well, they offered him a few parts in Hollyoaks, and we have an audition for Waterford Road booked. So, let's just see. I don't want to put too much pressure on him after everything that's happened. What with his dad and, you know, Dill's health.
Yeah.
Last week.
Have you told Rich about Dylan?
Not yet. I thought I'd tell him when he gets here. It's still sinking in, to be honest, and I can't talk about it too much or I'll just go to pieces. Plus, Dylan's had a tough time of it at school, and one of his mates came out as non-binary last week.
Oh.
And his mate Ollie thinks, I say thinks because I don't think he is, but he thinks he's gay.
Oh.
His mate Katie is transitioning to Kyle and he's been really upset about all of that. And add to that, no walking in the air and with his dad and now his health. How are we going to get through this?
Oh, hey, come here, you. You need a big hug. Dill will cope. We will cope. Well, you know what teenagers are like. I had all of this with my two before they did me the greatest honour of buggering off to university. You know, one day he'll throw all the insults under the sun at you. You'll be devil mother from hell. The next, he'll want cuddles and then ask for them. Oh, and boy, will he need cuddles with what he'll be facing health-wise over the next few months. Come here. You need a big sister hug.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, God, you've had a crap year. But look, things will get better.
Lesbians, I insist, you know, you two can't shag each other.
Dill, for God's sake.
You little bar steward, you're still not too old to have your arse whacked by your old Aunt Jo.
Come here, you.
Oh, get off me, you old fossil.
Gotcha.
Do we have to sell this place?
Well, we already have. Dill, we need to move on. Too many memories here, plus Richard wants to sell it and he part owns it.
Oh. So it was his fault we have to sell it.
Oh, Dil, you know that's not fair. This place was special to your dad, Mum and Rich. And, well, you know, it's just time to move on.
I guess. I just thought that when I get older and go clubbing, wow, what a great place to invite mates back to.
You'll have Rich's place in Bethnal Green and our place in Kensington.
I wouldn't trust you in this apartment with your clubbing mates. It'd be a bloody mess in no time.
No, it wouldn't. I'd hire you as a scrubber to tidy up.
Can I throw him off the terrace? We're only 12 floors up and his little arse will slap like raspberry jam when it hits the street below.
Be my guest.
Yeah, go on then, you old prude. Because the boy I'm playing in Waterloo Road chucks himself off the school roof in episode 4. Be good practice.
You haven't got the part yet. Wait until you
hear.
Yeah,
I have. They texted me whilst you two were yapping away out here about HRT.
Oh, you little cheap. Well, that's amazing, love. How come, though?
They'd seen the stuff I did this year and everyone's talking about Jamie. I'm going to be a star. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Well done, Soph. You've raised your boy to think he's Norma Desmond from Sunset Boulevard.
Norma? I am the light that kisses a thousand stars. It won't be easy, you'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel that I still need your love after all that I've done.
Yeah, need our love. You'll be needing bus fare home if you carry on screeching like that Elaine Page.
Boy, you two are as bad as each other. Dil, that's brilliant that you got the part, but love, let's chat about how we can fit all this in with school and, well, you know, other things.
What other things?
You know, there's lots to juggle and get sorted. You know how tired you were after that Jamie tour, and we're still waiting on what the hospital says after you fainted the other week. I think you need a bit of a rest, love.
Rest? I'm Tony Stark. Iron Man.
Yeah, well, Tony Stark doesn't face plant into a bowl of broccoli on the kitchen table like you did last week when you fainted.
That was your cooking. You know I ate all them vegetables, especially those mangy toots or whatever you call them.
Mange too, you heathen.
Enough, you two. Look, let's see what the doctor says and we'll talk next week. I'll need to speak to school and Ben, your agent, about this TV Watercrest Road thing.
Waterloo Road. And Ben said you'd get inboxed.
Well, hey, Richard. Yeah, we're up here. Come on up. Yeah, no, you're not early. It's really weird to think this won't be ours from next week. I mean, no more views across London on NYE.
NYE?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's open. Just come in. Okay, yeah. Yeah, see you soon.
You gonna tell Rich about...
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. We haven't spoken in weeks.
I'll be in the study if you need anything.
Okay, Tarjo. I haven't seen Richard since the funeral. Look, why don't you talk to him about your new acting part? He'd be really...
I'll be in the old room.
Oh, Christ, I hope this isn't all going to blow up in our faces.
God, all the memories in here. These walls could talk, what a book it'd be.
It'd be on the Times bestseller list for months. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
A stupid question, sorry.
Before you called about selling, you hadn't called in weeks.
Sorry, I know, I needed some time.
You needed time? What did you think I was doing, passing at the nearest gay bar?
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, sorry, neither did I.
Well, the last few weeks must have been tough.
Yeah, they were.
I should have called more and maybe come to help.
Well, yeah, maybe you should, but I did my best. I just feel...
I meant to ask about that night.
Oh, sorry, Soph, I'd really rather not talk about it.
Oh, please, Rich. I know it can't be easy, but I'd really... I need to know. I wanted to ask... Did you help him?
What do you mean?
Well, to end it.
No, God, no. Even if he'd asked me to, well, you know, assist him, I couldn't have done it. That night, I'd fallen asleep on the sofa for a few hours. And when I went back to check on him, I could see all the pills by his bed, all over the floor. But weirdly... I didn't panic. Anything I could have tried to do would have damaged him further. Plus it was his choice. His breathing was intermittent and I knew. I knew that he was slipping away. He had no life or fight left in him. And he looked peaceful. Dialed 999 and sat there holding his hand, talking to him. Talked to him about all the wonderful holidays we'd had together, the good times. "Hey, Pete, remember the time we went whitewater rafting with Dill in Africa? How we capsized and I had to life-save Dill because you were clinging onto the raft for dear life. Yeah, and I know we had a life jacket on, but the sight of our boy getting swept away in the Zambezi shot an arrow through both of our hearts. The instructor righted the raft and shouted at me, spiralling away down the river, clinging on to Dill, 'The guys in the kayaks will catch him.' You as Mama Rose with Dill in that awful drag bar in Bali. 'Sing out, Louise, everything's coming up roses.' I wish you could have seen him on his Jamie tour. He slayed the audience every night. You'd have been so proud of our boy. Then, silence. All I could hear was my own heartbeat. The ambulance arrived 20 minutes later. That's when I called you. Anyway, I think I'm beginning to turn the page in the book of life. Things are getting better. I'm getting better. I've got such good friends around me.
I'm sorry I didn't do more.
Yeah, but look, in a way, it was up to me to deal with it. So onwards and upwards, as they say.
Yeah. Keep moving forward. Dill needs his other dad too. Oh, hey. Dill got that part in Waterford Road he went up for.
Lou.
Okay. Down the hall on the right, but why are you asking me? You know where it is. You lived here.
No. That's the name of the drama, the TV drama. Waterloo Road.
Oh, flipping heck. I can't keep track. Ever since he turned 14, him and Ben, his agent, have been thick as thieves. Messages, Zoom calls, team invites. I mean, he's almost handling his acting career all by himself now. And it's all thanks to you. You were the one who saw what he had way back when. When you started teaching him...
It's all his own doing. Who couldn't see how talented he was? I guess I just helped him on his way a bit and pointed him in the right direction. He was just so eager to learn. He's going to have a great career.
I think he's already got one. We just need to get through the next few months. Do you remember when you sent him up for his audition for Everybody's Talking About Jamie? He sang the song you taught him from Bette Midler's Beaches. The same one you had Penny sing at the funeral.
You gotta give a little, take a little. Let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, until the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Oh, that was so saccharine. Why did I choose that song?
Because Dill could emote at his audition, you said.
Really? Well, yeah.
And
I
he
guess.
Got the part with all the dosh he's been earning. He's insistent that he pays for our holiday this year. All four of us, me, him, Joe, and you.
Me? Oh, hey, how is Joe? Is she...
At 6 months, not touched a drop.
That's brilliant. Is she
yeah,
here?
Yeah, she's in the study. I think work called or something.
Or something. You mean she thought she'd give you and me space?
Well, yeah. Look, there's still a few things that we need to discuss.
Look, I'm not ready to deal with the ashes, not yet. Just give me a few months.
Of course, that's fine. Fine, actually. These last 6 months must have really taken its toll on you. Look, if there's anything...
Here's where they've taken their toll. comfort eating. I've been inhaling donuts for months.
Well, you look great.
I look great. I look like I've swallowed three bean bags.
Look, we're having a dinner next week at mine. Just a few friends to celebrate Pete's birthday, you know. So if you fancy coming, I mean, he'd want us all to be together.
Hold on a minute, Sophie. Hold on a minute. Why didn't you ask me before now?
Sorry, I don't know. I've had lots going on. We all make mistakes. Grieving. We all remember him differently, so... Well, will you come?
Are you cooking?
Hell no.
Then I'll come. Okay to bring my posse, Penny, etc.?
Penny? Yeah, no party is complete without Penny, of course.
I'm sorry I didn't talk to you at the inquest. It was just so raw, and I still felt it was my fault. I mean, if I hadn't fallen asleep...
No, look. It was brutal for all of us, and please, please don't blame yourself. Pete knew what he was doing. I think he did it to save all of us from the pain, and, well, maybe to save himself from that too.
But I was the one here with him.
Rich, it was his choice. His viral load was way off the scale, and he was picking up every little bug, virus, cold. I mean, HIV was killing him. You know that. You did everything you could for him. Now we just have to pick up the pieces and move on.
Yeah. Picking up the pieces. It's like that claw at the arcade. You aim for it, but your grasp is weak. Mm. So... Dill must be on cloud 9 with all those great reviews of Jamie. I went to see him in Nottingham when it toured.
Really? Dill never said.
Well, he didn't know I was there. Which is just as well. It was only a few months after the funeral. I was in puddles of tears at the end. And I was, of course, a very, very proud stepmother or whatever I am to him.
You're rich. Richard, one of his dads. One of his three parents he has. Had.
He was truly amazing in that role. His charisma lit up the stage. Broke my heart with his solos.
Yeah, I know I'm biased, but the boy has talent. Well, he doesn't get it from Pete, because Pete sang like a pissed Barry Manilow on Ecstasy. No, we all know where he gets it from. It's you. Not just what you taught him, but when you and Pete would come round and you'd have Dylan and his mates putting on shows and plays and musicals in the back garden. It was like a panto and a drag race in our garden some summers.
Well, it was Dill's choice to drag up as Norma Desmond from Sunset Boulevard, not mine. We left Dylan and his mates in the garden to work on a scene from Taming of the Shrew. When Pete and I came back, it was a drag show. It was the day after you and Joe had taken him to see Patti LuPone in the West End. I knew it would bowl him over and he'd come away singing all the songs.
Oh, he made us play them in the car all the way home.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Dill just did that 10 minutes ago to me and Joe before you came up. Yeah, we know who he takes after.
Maybe. But I haven't spoken to him in months and I'm not sure he'd want to speak to me.
Don't be silly. You went to see his Jamie in Derby, Wakefield, Norwich, Chesterfield, Manchester, Nottingham and Sheffield.
Yeah, he was amazing. He lit up the stage. The audience gave him standing ovations and I thought, there's my boy. Sophie wouldn't meet me. A few times I left messages at the stage door. I sent him texts telling him I was in the audience, but he didn't respond or reply. Only once. Once when he came out the stage door, he caught my eye and the crowds waiting for him. The light in his eyes, it broke me. My Dill, and he couldn't bear to look at me. I know he thinks I'm responsible for his dad dying. I just...
No, stop. I've told him that his dad died from complications with HIV. He knows all about it. They cover it all at school. He understands all about non-binary trans issues, LGBTQI and gender liquids. What?
Fluid.
What?
It's gender fluid.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, I mean, he knows more than I do, and well, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Well, look, I guess he'll come round eventually.
I'm adamant that he has a chat to you. Just let it all out. Look, he might shout and scream the place down, or he might be completely calm and rational. Teen hormones, unpredictable.
Yes, that'll be one difficult conversation.
Join the club. I've also got to have a difficult chat with Kensington's answer to Timothy Chalamet.
What do you need to talk to
You know,
him?
his own health. You know, the birds and the bees, or the bees and the bees, or the birds and the bears, or the bees and the goats.
The bees and the goats?
Well, you know, it's not like it was in our day. Everything's a bit more fluid.
Ooh, never liked the word fluid. Always sounds a bit messy. I feel like I need a mop and a pan scrub.
Yeah, I suppose it does. Anyway, last week, well, Dill fainted. Just went spark out when we were having dinner. We went to the doctor and got his blood tested and... Well, it's not good.
Soph, what is it? What?
Cancer. Some form of lymphoma. I can't talk about it too much right now. I need to hold it together for Dill.
Oh, God, no. Have you told him?
No, not yet. I'm telling him next week and...
Oh, fuck. Bugger.
Please stop fucking and buggering, Rich. It's not helping.
Sorry. And I'm so sorry.
If you say that word once more, I'm going to slap you silly and throttle you with Penny's feather boa. Look, the prognosis is really good. We got it early. I've spoken to a consultant and been in touch with the Teenage Cancer Trust. We will get through this. We might lose his hair and there'll be loads of other side effects. I mean, it could make him sterile.
Oh, God, talk about a double whammy. His dad, then this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need you, and so does Dill. He may not think he does, and he may be confused and upset with Pete dying, but he's got the fight of his life on his hands.
Hey, our Dill's a fighter. He'll come out the other side.
Yeah, I keep saying that to myself. He's our light, Rich. We can't lose him.
We won't. If they say they've got it early, then there's a really, really good chance that...
I just hope there's no long-lasting effects. I mean, he might want to have kids when he's older. It'd be awful if he couldn't. How the hell do you tell someone you're dating that you've had a terminal disease and it's now in remission? Dropping a bombshell like that could ruin any relationship.
Oh, God, been there, seen it, bought the T-shirt. One of my exes, years ago now. We dated casually at first for about a month. Both of us had come out of, you know, long-term relationships, a bit bruised. So we agreed to keep it casual. Well, we didn't. Couldn't. Came back after a heavy night drinking and clearly remember saying to him, look, what the hell? It's clear we both love each other and want to be together. Let's make it official. It's not like you're HIV or anything. He burst into tears. But I'd already fallen for him. I loved him. And it really didn't matter. We were safe, always. And I managed to dodge that shitty bullet to this day. I loved him. HIV and everything. What ended it was that, well, he couldn't get his head around being positive and refused to seek any form of counselling or medical help. He was in that huge Egyptian river, denial.
I just don't want Dill to be rejected.
Well, he might be. There are some ignorant people out there, but love will always win through. I completely believe in karma. You love someone, no matter what.
I need your help. Can we tell him together?
Sorry, what?
Can we tell him together?
Oh, of course, sure. I mean, if he'd even speak with me. You've kept all this to yourself for a week and not told me. Oh, come on, so...
I know. I just couldn't deal with that news and Pete dying.
I understand, I do. Yeah, of course we'll tell him together. Not now, though, and not here. You didn't tell Pete?
God, no. No, with his health failing and everything you two were going through. I thought that was the last thing that you both needed to hear. Look, there's never a right time. But now that we've sold this place, I thought today was possibly the time I told you.
School?
A job to do in the next few weeks. After we've told him together.
You know, you have to stop and check yourself sometimes. When life is all calm and everything is joyous, gorgeous, beautiful, you know, right round the corner there'll be some stinking box of smelly crap to spoil life.
No pleasure without pain.
Oh, fuck pain. A little discomfort along life's journey, but this? Pete's death and now Dill? Fuck. Oh, you know, only once when Pete was really, really ill, the last few weeks did I lose it. I thought, I can't do this. I can't. I couldn't stop crying. It was the middle of the night.
Well, what did you do? You should have called me.
I called the only person who I knew would cheer me up and pull me out of it. That terrible hole. Penny. Amazing wit, takes no shit.
Penetration?
Yep. Good old can't do eyeliner for toffee, worst drag queen in the world, Penetration. She got me through that night. Well, Penny and a bottle of whiskey.
Hey, am I interrupting?
Hey, no, Joe, no, not at all, no.
Oh, Rich, it's great to see you. You look good.
You need to go to Specsavers.
Well, and you need to get over yourself.
I've got this really good one app. It's just covering the other five.
So what? You're fat. Eat less. Move more. Look, I've got to move the car. Look, Rich, I'll see you next week. Are you coming for Pete's birthday?
Yeah, of course.
I'm cooking.
Not so.
You're joking. Her cooking?
Hey.
Rather shit man's and clap.
Hey, I cooked chili the other night.
No, Soph. The microwave cooked the chili. Oh. You merely ushered it in and pressed a few buttons.
I hate you. Right. I'm going to check on Dill and see what he's up to.
Okay. I'm popping downstairs to Waitrose. See you there in a few secs. Hey, Rich. I overheard you and Soph talking about Pete's birthday. I know it's a tough time right now. I guess Soph told you about Dill.
Oh, God, yeah, awful. First Pete and then this.
Yeah, I know the next few months are going to take its toll on all of us. We've just got to be strong for Dill. Oh, God, listen to me. Already churning out stoic platitudes.
Well, I'm only just starting to get back on an even keel after Pete. I'm still...
Even though you're hurting, I get that, but... Soph and Dill have been hurting too. The times, Rich, I have held them both as they've been in floods of tears over Pete's death.
I was just trying to say
that. We're all a little broken, and now we've got to pull on our big girl pants and be there for Dill. Oh, I'm surprised all this hasn't driven me back to the bottom of a bottle, but I try every day to work through how I'm feeling about Pete dying, about the journey Dill's about to go on. We all feel a bit spiky, you know, a bit brittle because of what's happened and is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want Dill to be frightened of what's ahead
of him. Well, he will be, and we've got to be there for him. You know, what do they say? A life lived in fear is a life half lived. Face the fear and do it anyway. Well, now we've all got to help Dill face his fears. I know he's been distant from you recently, but that will change.
How do you know? Has he said
anything? It's what he hasn't said. He used to come back from performances and tours you'd both been at, praising you to the high heavens. With his Jamie tour, he didn't say a word. And when I mentioned you, well, his face just fell, he glazed over and he changed the subject. None of us really know what's going through Dill's head right now. You know, he's probably...
You're right. I know I've been wrapped up in my own work. It's not just my
loss.
No,
it isn't. We all feel Pete's loss in our own ways. And that's okay. Get angry with him. We all have a right to. But the light we all hold within us has got to keep us moving forward. I mean, look at our little blended family. Me, divorced. Two boys in their 20s. Soph, Dill, you. Come on. We're a close-knit bunch. Hold on to that light within, because it's going to get tougher when we tell Dill about his cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, well, Soph and I are going to tell him together. Thank God they caught it early.
Yeah, well, we'll all be there for him, because we are family, yeah? Now, look, don't get too melancholy and start churning up stuff. It'll eat you up. Dill's the light of our lives. Listen to Sober Full of Wisdom Joe. Enjoy the present. Enjoy now. Otherwise, we'll be all losing our mind. You know, that song.
Oh.
At the end of that schmaltzy, over-the-top charity cabaret show you directed at that gay club in London.
The Royal Vauxhall Tavern in January, was it?
Oh, no, not one of my finer moments. I should never have given Penny that closing number. Oh.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind.
Take it away, Soph, Joe, come.
I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me.
All yours, Rich.
Oh, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind?
Enough, enough. Thank you, Idina Menzel.
No, that was definitely more Adele Dazeem.
Okay. It was a crap show. And Penny was a Penny Dreadful.
Oh, poor old Penetration.
When will someone show her how to do drag makeup? Doesn't she watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, if she does, it's with the lights off.
Right, I'm going. See you next week, Rich, for Pete's birthday. I'll be downstairs in Waitrose when you're ready, Soph. We've really got to go soon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
See you later.
If there's a God, and I don't think there is, Joe got the balls in our family.
Oh, you know, I'm really going to miss this view over the West End.
Me too.
But soon I'll be standing at the sky's edge.
What?
I've bought an apartment looking down over Sheffield. It's amazing. I'll be near a Penny and my brother, and I can also have time to...
What? What? When were you going to tell me? What about Dill? I need you here.
Hey, look. I'm still keeping my flat in Bethnal Green, and I'll be between the two. I mean, in recruitment, all I need is my laptop, Wi-Fi and a good phone. It's only 2 hours on the train to Sheffield, you know. Plus, you and Dill can come and stay whenever you want. Look, I'll be here in London for all his therapy treatments. You're not going through this alone, promise.
Thanks.
You know, Sheffield has a great drama course.
Oh, Dylan set on Central or Rose Bruford, or is it Guildhall? It changes every week with him. Now, that's cool. You're so much part of his life. He can't lose his other dad, too.
I'll always be here for both of you. How can I not? He's my light. Oh, that is, of course, until Brad Pitt or Eddie Redmayne sweeps me up and keeps me prisoner in a sex dungeon.
Look, Dill, we need to get going. Joe's downstairs in Waitrose. Before we go, though, isn't there something you wanted to do? Oh, come on, Dill, don't be so evasive.
Mum, I don't know if I can.
Please?
We can chat another time, Dill, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know if I...
Hey! What's up with all that's happened? You need your other dad too. He loves you and you love him. I know you do. So please.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, dear, look, we can talk later. We don't need to do this now.
No. I do. I've been selfish. I'm really, really sorry that I've ignored you. That I didn't come to the stage door all those times you left those messages. And that time I did see you at the stage door, I didn't know what to say. I was scared because I knew at some point we'd have to talk about Dad. If you and I talked about him, then he really would be gone. When I was doing my solos on stage, sometimes I could see you. I knew where to look. You'd always sit in the fifth row, in the stalls, right in the middle. Best seat in the house. You told me that when you told me to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang when I was a kid. I'll never forget it. That child catcher made me piss myself. You traumatised me, I should sue. In PSHE we had to draw our family tree. Mine had two dads and one mum. I thought my mates would take the piss out of me. And they didn't. They thought it was really cool. When Dad got ill, I had you and Mum, and when Mum was away with work, I had you. You were my dad too. You always were. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I missed you, Rich, and I missed Dad. And Dad died, and I was angry, and I didn't...
Dill, it's okay. Really, it's okay.
I was lucky, really lucky. I had two brilliant dads. I love you. I really do.
I love you too. You're my boy, my light.
Okay, Dill. Okay, let go of Rich or you'll squeeze all those donuts he's been eating out of him. Get yourself down to Waitrose and Auntie Jo.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Right. I'm off. I'm emotionally exhausted, perimenopausal, and I can feel a massive fart building up from the yoghurt and quinoa bran diet I'm on. If I let rip in here, I'll gas you and half of Kensington. Well, see you next week for Pete's birthday. Love you, Rich.
Love you too.
Been listening to The Light Within. It was written by Alistair Adams. It featured the voices of Sarah Betts as Sophie, Mandy Sims as Joe, Alfie Evans as Dylan, and Alistair Adams as Richard. If you've enjoyed this production, then you can discover more work written by Alistair via our website, cornucopia-radio.co.uk, alongside other productions by hundreds of different writers and performers. Thank you very much for listening.